Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There are an estimated 600 million people with diabetes worldwide. As we eat more and live longer, that number will doubtless grow. It means that glucose levels need to be measured regularly and at scale. Dexcom is one of the biggest device makers in the world, and they announced a huge investment in a greenfield site in Athenry, which is set to open next year. Dexcom is also a sponsor of one of Ireland's newest golfing talents, Alan Nolan, who himself is a diabetic. Adrian Fury is the VP for Global Supply Chain with Dexcom and is on the line. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about what Dexcom does.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Joe, Dexcom is a medical device company, as you said, really focusing on the diabetes space. And as you said, it's a growing problem. I suppose they came to prominence in Ireland in 2023 when we announced the €300 million investment in Athenry and over 1,000 jobs. Actually, this week we broke 100 jobs on site with the Dexcom team. The company is about 25 years of age, 10,500 employees globally, and an annual revenue about $4.5 billion and increasing. And as you said, it plays a very important role in terms of how people manage their diabetes, whether that's type 1 or type 2. And I suppose maybe just a little bit about the product. Traditionally, you know, if you're diagnosed with diabetes, it is a life-changing moment. And typically people would take, you know, a prick of blood, put it on a finger stick, and they would get a reading. With our product, it's on your arm all the time. It sends a signal to the app in your phone, and it trends your glucose levels in your body, which allows the user to make the right decisions around food intake and so on, and really gets them to live a healthier and a better life. So, it's game changing. It's very new to the world.
Yeah, and you guys are going to make this in Athenry from the end of next year. What kind of component parts will you need from all around the world to make that? Will you need any rare earth materials or anything like that?
Yeah, no, not really, Joe. Although we do have quite a complicated supply chain. There's a transmitter which obviously creates the signal. There's the sensor which we will make in the factory, which obviously tells you what your glucose levels are. And then there's the software side of it. There's the apps on the phone, so it goes straight to your iPhone or your Apple Watch, and it's able to give you know, that reading on diabetes. But we have been engaging with the IDA and with Enterprise Ireland, and I do see with the plant in Athenry, like the factory is one piece of it, but there is an extended supply chain even within Ireland in terms of packaging and other materials that we need to provide the product that is so important to the people that use it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the help that you got from the IDA. In terms of the infrastructure, we hear a lot of complaints that the Irish infrastructure, the backbone, whether it's water or electricity or whatever, is lacking. Have you found that yet?
Yeah. Joe, to be honest, it's been a phenomenal story of collaboration, whether it's Galway County Council, well, I suppose starting with the IDA, Enterprise Ireland in terms of marketing their companies and what they do, the Galway County Council in terms of planning permission, the ESB have been fantastic getting power, Irish Water, very ease of use, working with the team here. The construction project is probably, I suppose the result of that, the construction project is probably a month ahead of plan, which is phenomenal. And it's a very visible project given its location. It's right off the M6 motorway. So, you know, everybody sees it when you're traveling in and out of Galway. It's a very visible plant. And to be ahead of plan and construction, you know, I don't know if that's a rare thing or not, but I'm delighted with it. And I suppose it's the efforts of everybody coming together to make it happen. So, to be honest, I've seen the exact opposite, like phenomenal collaboration and cooperation and kind of a problem-solving approach to how we do it.
Now, are you worried, though, about global tariffs, given the fact that you're a global company?
Well, the tariff situation generally is volatile. I mean, I'm not sure no more, I think, than anybody else where that's exactly going. The good news for us is that, you know, the plant is part of a European supply chain and it's really designed to provide product for Europe, for European markets. So that'll be our number one focus. So at the moment, no, it's business as usual, and we need to deliver to a lot of our users all throughout Europe, and not just Europe, but down to South Africa and over to the Middle East.
Has the number of people presenting with diabetes been affected, do you think, by the rise of weight loss drugs like Mounjaro and Ozempic?
The business is growing at a phenomenal rate. I think they reported 14% growth in Q1. So I don't know exactly if it's not impacting our product, it's certainly I don't see any of that in our numbers.
Okay, and your new brand ambassador has a phenomenal backstory. His name is Liam Nolan. He's a golfer, and he's also got diabetes.
Yeah, Liam, it's an interesting journey with Liam. Liam is born and bred in Barna in Galway, and he actually got a biomedical engineering degree, Joe, out of University of Galway last June. So he understands medical devices, and he actually spent a number of summers in different medtech companies in Galway. But outside of that, yeah, he represented Europe in the Walker Cup, and he became a professional athlete or professional golfer last October. And we're delighted to partner with Liam. He's had tremendous progress this year. He's currently ninth in the Holiday Planner Tour, which is kind of the second tour below the DP World Tour. He's ninth in the world rankings. If he finishes the season in the top 20, he automatically gets a European Tour card for next year. So his progress has been dramatic on the golfing side. And yeah, when I'd met Liam, he wasn't using a Dexcom device. So we introduced him to the product. He's been on it now for about 18 months. And he, you know, in his own words, it's been life-changing for him, not just on his golf, but just in terms of how he lives his day-to-day. So we couldn't be happier to partner with Liam. And I think as people get to know Liam better, you'll see he's a phenomenal ambassador for Dexcom. And he will be a phenomenal ambassador for Ireland and Galway as well.
I wonder, will he end up playing in the Ryder Cup at some point?
We did chat about 2027 in a dare, I won't lie. But last year, Liam was in final qualifying for the British Open, and he qualified, you know, ahead of tour players like Sergio Garcia. And there's some video footage of Liam on the range beside Tiger Woods. So, look, the only way is up. And I think regardless of where he ends up in the golf, it's phenomenal for us to be partnering with him. He's a phenomenal ambassador, and as I said, as the general public get to know him better, you know, he's a really good news story for Ireland and Galway.
Wonderful. Adrian, thank you so much, and best of luck with the construction over the next 12 or so months. That's Adrian Fury, the VP for Global Supply Chain with Dexcom.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.